Last month, Schneiderman reached a settlement with one of the largest investment companies in the world to stop collecting what are called analyst surveys. The company, BlackRock, asked stock analysts questions about how they felt about certain companies and then made trades based on those survey results. Traditionally, this would be insider trading and illegal under the Securities Exchange Act. But Schneiderman told Bloomberg TV that BlackRock was skirting the law.
By doing a survey instead of having the analysts give them the report early, which is clearly illegal. So they were doing this artful system of algorithms where they fed all this data in. It does not fit into the classic framework for what we consider insider trading. But it's something we've been calling insider trading 2.0 because it's just front-running what the analysts are saying.
With Wednesday's agreement, nearly a score of other investment companies agreed to not participate in any similar surveys. Critics of Schneiderman accuse him of simply making up the law and leaving investment bankers in a position of not knowing what constitutes insider trading. Schneiderman dismisses this, saying bankers should know what's public information and what's not public information. Charles Lane, WSHU News.